Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu. Highlights steps taken by government to reduce dependence on other countries in energy sector. Lok Sabha rejects opposition's resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla by voice vote. Government says country's crude supply is secure and about 70% of its crude import is now coming from outside Strait of Hormuz. Conflict in West Asia intensifies further as American forces destroy 16 Iranian vessels, besides targeting Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 begins in New Delhi. And in FIH Women Hockey World Cup qualifiers, a Pool B match underway between India and Wales in Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tamil Nadu's Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population, thereby improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways, and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains, and 1 passenger train. He laid the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's city gas distribution network in the Nilgiris and Erode districts at an estimated investment of over 3,680 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the Prime Minister said the government is working day and night for the development of the state. The piped natural gas connection project in the Nilgiris and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu will give an eco-friendly, positive environment which will be equal to planting 4 crore trees in 8 years.
This network covers Nilgiri and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu. It will provide piped natural gas to nearly 9 lakh families and hundreds of commercial organizations. Piped gas will flow directly to home, boosting ease of living. Thousands of jobs will be created directly and indirectly.
Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the Prime Minister referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain.
The conflict in West Asia, it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. We believe in the ideology of India first. In any situation, we have seen how our government always puts the interests of Indians above everything. Even this time, our approach will be the same. There is no need to panic or pay attention to rumors. I would like to appeal to the people, let us spread only correct and verified information. I am confident that as a nation, we will navigate every situation successfully.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala. He also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi this morning. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of the fishermen community in the country. He also attended an NDA meet titled Vikasit Keralam with Modi at Kochi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. He said to reduce dependence on other countries in the energy sector, the government has taken many steps in recent years.
गल्फ में चल रहे युद्ध में हमें आत्मनिर्भरता का महत्व भी फिर से समझाया है। एनर्जी सेक्टर में हमारी निर्भरता दूसरे देशों पर कम से कम हो इसके लिए बीते सालों से लगातार कदम उठाए गए। भारत ने अपनी सोलर पावर कैपेसिटी बढ़ाई है। पेट्रोल डीजल पर निर्भरता कम हो इसके लिए बहुत बड़े पैमाने पर इलेक्ट्रिक बसों और अन्य इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ियों पर बल दिया जा रहा है। रेलवे का 100% इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन किया जा रहा है।
Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, she said the volume of crude oil secured by the government exceeds what normally would have arrived through the Strait of Hormuz.
The OMCs have secured various crude cargoes from different sources, and as a result of this diversification, about 70% of our crude import is now coming from routes outside the Strait of Hormuz, compared with about 55% earlier. Aaj hamari refineries are operating at the highest capacity utilization, aur kuch refineries are operating at more than 100% of their capacity.
Spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who reside in GCC region and West Asian countries. He added that all Indian missions are in regular touch with the community members. Mr. Jaiswal also informed that two Indian nationals have died and one person is missing while they were on merchant vessels which came under attack.
There have been reports of some casualties. We have two Indian nationals whom we lost and one remains missing. We express our condolences to the families. This happened when they were on ships, merchant vessels, and that merchant vessel came under attack. Few Indians who have suffered injuries in the GCC region, they are being treated, and our embassy and our consulate is in close touch with them to ensure their well-being. One Indian national was injured in Israel. He is receiving treatment and he is recuperating well. Today in the morning, Indian national was injured in Dubai. Our consulate is in touch with him. He is also receiving treatment at a hospital.
Rajesh Kumar Sinha, Special Secretary in Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said that presently 28 Indian flag vessels having 778 Indian seafarers are operating in the Persian Gulf. He said the government is actively monitoring all these vessels and crew for their safety and security.
Total 28 Indian flag vessels are operating in the Persian Gulf area. Out of these 28, 24 are on the west of the Strait of Hormuz. Usme 677 Indian seafarers hain. And on the east of the Strait of Hormuz, there are 4 vessels. Usme 108 Indian seafarers.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla by voice vote today. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said it is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition.
Under the constitution, the position of the speaker has been placed above party lines and is meant to function as a neutral mediator. Yet, questions are now being raised about the very person entrusted with this mediating role. For 75 years, both houses of parliament have strengthened the foundations of a democracy to great depths. Today, however, the opposition has raised a serious question mark over it.
Earlier participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition brought the resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. He said leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi accused that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions.
This House does not represent one party. This House represents the whole country. Every time we get up to speak, we are stopped from speaking. The last time I spoke, I raised fundamental questions. Multiple times, I have been stopped from speaking.
Anand Bhadauria of the Samajwadi Party said the opposition parties brought this resolution to protect the dignity of the chair of the Lok Sabha. Anurag Singh Thakur of the BJP said during the discussion, most of the MPs praised Om Birla and acknowledged that he had allowed them to speak. After rejection of the resolution, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House took up special mentions, after which it was adjourned for the day. The conflict in West Asia has intensified further over the past several hours, with fresh military action reported across the region. Two drones fell in the vicinity of Dubai International Airport this afternoon, leaving four people injured. Two Ghanaian nationals and one Bangladeshi national sustained minor injuries, while an Indian citizen suffered moderate injuries. Meanwhile, the United States Central Command said American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. forces also targeted Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions in the region has escalated after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps issued a new warning today. In a statement, the IRGC declared that any vessel belonging to the United States, Israel or any allied nation passing through Strait of Hormuz will now be considered as a legitimate target. Iranian military commanders have also reiterated that they will not allow even a single liter of oil to leave the region as long as bombardment of Iranian cities continues. Meanwhile, the Gulf Cooperation Council has entered a state of unified high alert, declaring regional security is indivisible following the Iranian attacks that has reached all the six member states. While Saudi Arabia and the UAE have intercepted the highest volume of strikes, including a barrage of six ballistic missiles aimed at Riyadh's Prince Sultan Air Base early in this morning, Qatar and Kuwait have also reported direct interceptions over residential and energy infrastructure, including a disruption of Qatar's vital LNG exports. Even Oman, traditionally the region's neutral mediator, has seen its coastal oil tankers targeted. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
India today reiterated that targeting commercial shipping and endangering innocent civilian crew members or otherwise impeding freedom of navigation and commerce should be avoided. In a statement regarding the attack on a Thai ship, Mayuri Nari, in the Strait of Hormuz, External Affairs Ministry said India deplores the fact that commercial shipping is being made a target of military attacks in the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 began today in New Delhi and will continue till the 13th of this month. India's top para-athletes, including Paris 2024 gold medalists Sumit Antil, Praveen Kumar and Maria Pantangavelu, are expected to participate in the event. The three-day event will provide 74 international classification slots for athletes across different categories. In FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, a Pool B match is underway between India and Wales in Hyderabad. India were leading 3-1 in the fourth quarter when reports last came in. India currently sit at the top of the points table with 4 points and a strong goal difference. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, highlights steps taken by government to reduce dependence on other countries in energy sector. Lok Sabha rejects opposition's resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla by voice vote. Government says country's crude supply is secure and about 70% of its crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Conflict in West Asia intensifies further as American forces destroy 16 Iranian vessels besides targeting Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 begins in New Delhi, and in FIH Women's Hockey World Cup qualifiers, a Pool B match underway between India and Wales and Hyderabad. That was all in the news at 9. Good night.